I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host today, the unprofessional beauty lover, most unprofessional, the most unprofessional in the whole wide world. Many stories that could be told about that nickname today. Lindsay Kelk. Unfortunately, we are Harriet Hadfield, the professional makeup artist-less, because she is a professional makeup artist-ing. That's I write for a living. Why am I messing with words? Anyway, as I said, Harry's not here, unfortunately, but I am, and I've got lots of things to share with you. It's been a big old month in beauty, hasn't it? We're all on our low buy, no buys, and they just keep throwing all these great, exciting new products at us. So we are going to talk about some of those in new news, but what we're going to talk about in our main feature this week, I'm very excited about. I was able to share the pod this week with one of my favourite people in the whole wide world. It is the one, the only, the whole Dan show, Danielle Radford. For those of you who don't know, Danielle and I co-host a professional wrestling podcast, called Tights and Fights, which you can find when you finish listening to Full Coverage, quite frankly, not a minute before, if you like professional wrestling. If you ever liked professional wrestling, now's a great time to get back on board. And if you just like listening to people having fun talking about a fun thing, hard recommend on Tights and Fights. And if you don't like Tights and Fights or professional wrestling, hard recommend that you just go and seek out Danielle and all of her work, because she is a fantastic, fantastic human being and helps me be sane and in this world. So we are a debt of gratitude for that. Danielle is an on-air host. She is a writer. She is a podcast host, as we've established. She's an actress. She's a comedian. She does all of the incredible things. And we had a really, really great conversation about her experiences in beauty, especially as it pertains to her being a woman of color and how the beauty industry caters for her, how it does not cater to her, what have been the struggles, what have been things she has found difficult, and most importantly, the things that she is loving in the industry right now. A really great chat, so I hope that you will stay tuned for today's main feature to listen to that. But for now, let's get on to this new news. There's so much of it. Biggest news this week, I do believe, is Kat Von D Beauty, which is now KVD Vegan Beauty. Yep, that's the thing that happened. Kat Von D, the controversial figure, let's just call her that. Kat Von D, the controversial figure, has sold her stake in her company back to Kendo, who was the co-owner, co-creator of her brand. So now they are wholly owned by Kendo. Kat has nothing to do with the brand at all going forward. She will not be making money off the brand. She will not be participating in the brand. She is no longer associated with the brand in any way. For those of you who don't know this, Kendo is a part of Sephora, a part of the same group as Sephora. It is the name that they gave to the company that creates their... let's call them sister brands. So if you listen to our episode and my chat with Catherine Gore from Biosense, Catherine used to be in charge of the own brands at Sephora and the collaboration brands being Kat Von D. She brought Kat Von D to Sephora, then Marc Jacobs, then Fenty. So Fenty, Marc Jacobs, KVD, all owned by Kendo, all part of the same group as Sephora. So this huge news, huge. So yeah, they're going to be KVD Vegan Beauty. Kat is completely separated now from the brand, which, you know, I'm not unhappy about. I feel weird talking about it because these are my personal opinions and not reporting news. I don't agree with many of Kat's standpoints and her responses to controversial things that have been said or done in her name or that have been come out about her. more than the things she has actually genuinely said and done, a lot of the times it's the way she responds to things that I think turns a lot of people off. I personally stand on the side of vaccinating, literally anything that can be vaccinated. I'm very pro-vaccination. And she did suggest that she was not. That was difficult. And I think, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but let's like try and keep each other alive. Yeah. And also there were lots of controversial things came out about Kat, and I don't really feel like she ever handled any of it with particular grace or skill. Whatever the truth of the matters may have been, this is really interesting that she has gone, whether she has gone through choice or whether she's been pushed. KVD is now, for people who weren't happy to buy from it before, it is out there now as a vegan, cruelty-free brand, which quite frankly creates very, very good products. The tattoo eyeliner, one of my all-time favorites. The cake pencil, the eyeliner pencil, one of mine and Harry's absolute all-time favorites. I know so many people and so many makeup artists that love the products because they just work. They're very long-lasting, they're a fantastic color range, they're very much, it's a very much a brand that understands what it is. It'll be interesting to see how that changes, if it moves, if it develops, if they start to shift, especially when you consider them as being a sister brand to Fenty and Marc Jacobs. At first I was like, oh, well, I guess they're competitive to Fenty, but you know, we're going to see them, they can't really be competitive because they're working in the same arena from the same company. So I think it's been interesting to watch it, see how it goes forward. They have a new Everlasting Blush product out, which looks very cute. There's a new vinyl lip cream, which looks very, very on brand for them. So yeah, let's see how that goes. But how do you feel about Kat Von D? How do you feel about KVD Vegan Beauty? Is it a brand you had avoided? Is it a brand you loved? Is it a brand you're going to be more interested in investigating now? Or does it not change your opinion at all? Let us know. You can chat to us at our Facebook group. You know, that's the facebook.com/fullcoverage podcast. And then look for the Beauty Banter group. We are there. We are there to chat. You can also chat to us at Instagram at fullcoveragepod. And yeah, we're just desperate to know. I'm really keen to talk about this one because it's a big, big news item in the industry. Also, big news for me in particular. You know how Harry and I both feel about the Wet n Wild Photo Focus Foundation. It's warm and fuzzy, warm and fuzzy. One of my all-time favorite foundations, and it's drugstore prices. It's always under $10. It's always, almost always, on offer somewhere. I don't think I've ever paid more than $5 for it, which is bonkers. I love that foundation so much. I just actually restocked because it was buy one, get one half price on all Wet n Wild at my local drugstore, and I bought a new one, and I felt really good about myself. Well, maybe I didn't feel quite as good because now they have just launched, Wet n Wild have just launched the Photo Focus Dewy Foundation. So this is a dewier finish than the original Photo Focus. It has a hydrating glow by all accounts. That's exciting, isn't it? Same, like a pretty great shade range. I feel like it could definitely extend more. I think the original is available in more shades now. The original felt like it was in a really, really great shade range. I mean, in fairness, this is me, isn't it, with my milk skin, but I had a choice of very, very, very many foundation shades with Wet n Wild. I could wear anything sort of from the first five or six options. They don't go quite as deep as they could, but it's still an okay color range. If you can get the color that works for you, definitely worth checking out. If you are someone that loves a dewy finish, definitely worth checking out. We're going to try and get our hands on it and review it for you as soon as possible. A product that we have got our hands on already and that we have reviewed, you'll be pleased to know, or at least we're about to review, still foundation. We talked about this last episode. Bite Beauty Changemaker Supercharged Micellar Foundation. Thank you to the person in our Facebook group who explained the science of micellar molecules and what they do, because I'm not science. Hi, my name is Lindsay and I don't know science, but thank you for the people that do. This is why I love our Facebook group. They explain science to me, and God knows someone has to. I'm like, ergo inside, ergo in lung, ergo out, and that's about my science knowledge. Oh Jesus, I really shouldn't be allowed to do this on my own. We really need to talk to Harry about easing up her schedule. She's working too hard, people. Anyway, Bite Beauty Changemaker Supercharged Micellar Foundation. I have it. I've been testing it, been wearing it all week. The color I was sent was not quite right for me. I have L15, which should be a fair light with a neutral undertone, which definitely should be my color. But I went in store and actually tried on a couple of different ones. I tried on L20 and L25, which is light with warm golden and fair light with warm undertone. I don't have warm undertones, but for whatever reason, there's no rhyme or reason in this, they both worked a lot better on me. The fair light with neutral undertone, which is the one I have, is very peachy, pinky, orangey. It's got much more peach in it than I would usually look for. So if you can, do go and test out the shades in store before you buy online, or buy online from somewhere where you can return it, because you don't want to spend $40 on something and then find out it's the wrong shade and be stuck with it. And this kind of is something you want to be stuck with. So that's why I recommend you get one that is the right shade for you, that works, because I actually really like it. It's listed as being a medium coverage with a natural finish. It is a liquid foundation. It's very creamy liquid. It's not loose liquid. It's quite a good, decent cream. It's got some heft to it, which sounds wrong. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a fluid liquid foundation. It is a creamier liquid foundation. It's in a tube. It's in a squeezy tube. It's in a squeezy tube you can see through, so you can see how much you've got. We love it. It's vegan. It's cruelty-free. It's gluten-free. We like those things. And ultimately, I think the thing that is most important is it's really nice. It's a really, really nice, buildable, natural, everyday foundation. I was really surprised the first time I put it on. I tried it with fingers, I tried it with a brush, tried it with a sponge. Probably liked it best with a brush, which I think I often do with a creamier texture foundation. I put it on and I was like, yeah, it's okay. Nothing special, just an everyday foundation, fine. And then after a few minutes, once it had settled, I just was really surprised at how pretty it made my skin. You really do retain that real skin texture. You really do look like it's your own skin. It doesn't cover everything so that you look like you're wearing a mask, but it does such a beautiful job of just evening everything out and just sitting there. But it feels like you've got nothing on. Given that how heavy it felt and how much I felt as though I'd applied, I was really surprised at how light it feels on the skin. It also lasted really well. I wore it all day. I did use a little bit of concealer on my chin and under my eyes and around my nose, but I do feel like you could build up the foundation quite nicely and it wouldn't cake or anything. So yeah, this is definitely full coverage approved. I'm a big fan of this. I am going to get my correct shade because it's really nice. I love the tube. I think it would be great for travel because it's in the squeezy tube. It's not going to break. It's really nice to wear, and it's just a nice finish. It's a pretty foundation. So that is $39.50 from Bite Beauty. You can get it at Sephora. Definitely a recommend for me. And there's a pretty nice shade selection. Definitely more in the light to mid, but the darker shades are there and they do go to very, very, very deep, which is impressive because a lot of brands don't. So yeah, well played, Bite Beauty. We like that a lot. First step into color cosmetics outside of lips, and we likes it. Also up for review this week, we talked about the Hourglass Vanish Airbrush Concealer last week. We've also mentioned, this was on our Instagram, Harry mentioned the Dior Forever Skin Correct Concealer. I didn't get the names right because I'm stupid. There's been a lot of concealers and a lot of foundations coming out, but these were the two that had the most buzz on our channels. These are the two people were most interested to hear about. So these are the two we're going to talk about. With a Vanish Airbrush Concealer, it is $34. It is full coverage. It is a concealer, but it's very full coverage. It's liquid. It comes in a really pretty frosted glass square tube with a doe fur applicator. It's Hourglass, so it's vegan, it's cruelty-free, it's free of all those things that they want to tell you that they are free of. And they recommend it for normal, dry, combination, and oily skin types, which I believe is all of them. It claims it's full coverage, weightless, waterproof. It contains mycospherical powders, science again, that blur and brighten for up to 16 hours of skin perfection. So my biggest concern about this was that it was going to be drying. I found the Vanish foundation to be quite drying. not necessarily drying, but not great for dry skins. I thought it would be on the drier side of normal. I was worried about putting it under my eyes because that's where I have my fine lines. That's where I'm trying to avoid drying and caking. But this said it had light reflecting technology. It has blurring. It has diffusion. All those words are in the press release that I like the sound of. But as we established last week, we have to look past the hype and the words in the press release and actually see if it works. Well, I am pleased to report that it does. I really like it. I didn't think I would like it as much because the first time I used it, I used way too much. There is no way for me to express to you how much too much I used, but it was a lot. I used a lot too much. And I looked like a panda, but a reverse panda. I had white half moons under my eyes and it caked horribly and it was just way too much. Couldn't blend it, couldn't get it set. Just was like, ugh, no, not for me. So the second time I used a much lighter touch and I blended it with a brush. They have brought out a concealer brush to go with it, which I'm sure is very lovely. I don't have it, so I cannot tell you if it is good or necessary. But I did prefer the finish of it when I blended it with a brush versus when I blended it with my fingers. And yeah, it's pretty. It is brightening. It does have lightening elements to it. It's very fresh. It does seem to reflect the light a little bit. I'm wearing it right now, so I'm staring at myself in a mirror and I think Jeff thinks I'm crazy. I have plenty of dark circles for it to work on at the moment as well, so it is earning its money. But yeah, I like it. I do think if you're on the drier end of the skin spectrum, it's probably not for you. I think I would definitely prefer it if my skin were a little bit oilier, but my skin is a little bit oilier at the moment because I've had to come off my acne medication. Heads up, if anyone's on Aldactone or Spironolactone for their acne, please keep getting your blood tests because my doctor did not order my blood tests because I didn't know I had to have them. And then my new doctor was like, let's do a blood test. And then she realized that my liver enzymes were incredibly high in my bloodstream and that was caused by the Spironolactone. So that's nice. So I'm off that. So that's another conversation for another time because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be needing to talk to you about acne again soon. But we'll deal with that when we deal with that. I'd rather have acne than high liver enzymes in my blood, wouldn't I? But yeah, so I think better for normal to combination to probably oily skins with that one. Great news for everyone is there is also a second fantastic concealer out now, which is the Dior Forever Skin Correct Concealer. It's $36. It comes in an equally pretty square frosted glass tube. They look very similar. The Hourglass one obviously has like the burgundy lid and the Dior has the navy blue with the silver collar, but they look very similar. That's all I'm saying. This says it is a 24-hour multi-purpose full coverage creamy concealer that corrects and hides under eye circles, redness, blemishes and imperfections. It's full coverage, it's a natural finish, it's a liquid formulation. It says it's for normal, dry, combination and oily. Again, that's all of them. And yeah, I really, really liked it. Now, I know Harry loved it. Harry mentioned this on our Instagram. If you're following us there, you'll know that. And I love, obviously, I get all the insider gossip from Harry. I'm like, is it good? Is it good? Is it good? But Harry is a makeup artist. So she needs to know if something works across many, many different kinds of skin, different skin tones, different skin textures, different skin finishes. We've got normal, dry, combination, and oily. She does need to work with all of those faces. I am not a makeup artist. I only have to work on my face, but I also don't have the skills of a makeup artist. So there will be a difference between a makeup artist making something work and me, Moggins here, making something work. And this is lovely. This I have used all over my face a couple of times this week when I haven't done foundation. I've just used this sort of chin, nose, around the nose, under the eyes, a little bit on the forehead, and that's it, and that's all I've used, and I've loved it. The shade, I have a shade, what shade do I have? I know this. I have, I know, 010, which was the lightest shade they had. I had to get this in store. I wasn't sent this one. This is, I guess, number one, which is cool rosy fair skin with cool pink undertones, which is probably what I would have chosen for myself. At first, I felt like it was a little bit too dark. There are two shades lighter. There's 0, which is neutral, and 1.5 neutral. So maybe I actually would have gone for 1.5 if it had been a choice. It wasn't a choice in the store that I was in. I think the shade number one in Cool Rosy is great for my face. I might want to get the 1.5 to go lighter under the eyes, just for under eye brightening. But, you know, I actually don't need to because I have the hourglass for under eye brightening. I'll use that. But if you don't want to get two concealers because you're not an actual monster, definitely check out which colour you need in this one. Again, this is another one where I think they've catered to a lot more lighter end of the spectrum than they have the darker end of the spectrum, which is something Dior can be quite guilty of. There's only, I would say, I mean, it's really not very good. There's only one, two, three, there's maybe six shades for seriously darker skinned, and I don't know how seriously dark the last couple are. I don't know how deep they're going to go. But Dior has, I think, in the past been quite guilty, and then they do extend their range, so hopefully we'll see more shades in this. It is still a lot of shades. There's 1, 2, 3, full coverage mask, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. There are 28 shades, but they do seem to be on the lighter end of the spectrum, and when there's like two lighter than the one I'm working with, that means they're going very, very light, and if you're going very, very light, you gotta go very, very dark. But ultimately, as far as the actual product is concerned, I do really like it. If I had to choose one over the other, I would choose the Dior. That's because my skin is slightly more dehydrated. I think if your skin is on the oilier side, go with the Hourglass. But ultimately, they're both just really, really nice. And I will be happy to recommend either of them to you, which gives me much joy. Also new, we have a fragrance. We have a new fragrance. So you guys know that me and Harry are Diptyque candle mad. I've actually got a beige one at the moment. Makes me feel very fancy. A massive bird just flew over my house. It was giant. I'm not sure if it was a sign of the apocalypse. I hope we're going to be able to finish this podcast. But Jesus Christ, it was massive. It's a big black bird. Maybe it's end of day. So if it is, this, what a waste of my last day. What a joke, as if I'd be doing anything else. Anyway, there's a new fragrance from Diptyque. It is called Eau de Parfum Eau Capitale. It is a follow-up to a limited edition collection inspired by the fragrance Paris en Fleur, which was a scented candle, a solid perfume, and a scented oval. The Eau de Parfum Eau Capitale is a perfume. It's running at $180 for 75 mils. Because I don't know if I mentioned this, Diptyque isn't cheap. But it's a chypre scent, which I actually really, really love. It's kind of woodsy and citrusy and floral all at once. I enjoy a chypre. Chypre, not sheep, but also sheep. And just like every other Diptyque bottle or candle or anything that's ever happened, it's absolutely gorgeous to look at. So definitely pumped to check this out. So if you're on the lookout for a new spring scent, go and give that one a sniff. Ending new news this week on a exceptionally high note. I am beside myself. I feel like I want you all to sit down. Are you sat down? Good. Okay, me too. I feel like I have said 1,000 times every time Fenty brings out a new product, I'm like, yeah, it's good, but could be better. Or yeah, it's good, but I'm waiting for like that wow factor. Rihanna heard us. The Queen Rihanna heard us. Rihanna has brought out possibly my favorite Fenty product ever. I can't even believe I'm saying it. I am so in love. It is the Fenty Beauty Fly Pencil Long Wear Pencil Eyeliner, and sweet baby Jesus in the manger, they're amazing. I am beside myself with how good these are. I tested them out the first time I got them. They arrived at my house. It was quite late. I was not about to do my makeup, even though I would have liked to, because I'd already washed my face. So I put a bunch of them on the back of my hand. I was like, right, I'll just be a scumbag and leave them on overnight and see how they last. I had Puppy Eyes, which is a bronze metallic, and In Big Truffle. So Puppy Eyes is a metallic bronze and In Big Truffle is a chocolate brown matte. They would be the colours I would use the most, so they were the ones I wanted to test first. Put them on the back of my hand, went about my evening, woke up the next day, and they were still there. I will try and make a video to post to our Instagram so you can see, but when I put them on the back of my hand and you rub them with your finger quite vigorously, might I add, once they're set, they don't move. They don't move. They're going nowhere. They are $22 each. There are so many different colours. There are so many beautiful, beautiful colours. There's a matte finish, a glitter finish, a shimmer finish, and a metallic finish. They are wind up. The packaging is pretty nice. It's like that rounded triangular packaging that she's used before, that sort of shape that she's used before. They wind up, they don't sharpen. The one thing I will say is they're quite a decent size nib, so if you're looking for a very, very fine line, this is not it. You're not going to get it. But if you are looking for a creamy gel pencil eyeliner, something like a Marc Jacobs highliner, you will be so pleased. You will be so happy. I could weep with how much I love these. I am so impressed. It is definitely my favorite product. It is. I'm saying it. It's my favorite product. Oh, there's that bird again. Okay, end of days. I love them so much and I cannot recommend them enough. I also happily recommend the mascara, the full frontal volume lift and curl mascara in the shade Cause I'm Black, which is very cool. I love you, Rihanna. You're just so great. It's pretty. It is in a really nice Fenty pink barrel that like fades up into black. The packaging looks cool. The brush is really interesting. It's not a brush I have seen before, which is so rare. All mascara brushes are the bloody same, aren't they? Whereas this one is really interesting. It's sort of, they describe it as flat to fat. So one side is completely flat, so you can use it for definition and to do your lower lashes and to get into the corners. And the other side is curved, so fat, so you can lift the lashes, you can add more product. When I first used it, I thought, okay, it's just an okay regular mascara. I was impressed with it straight out the bottle. It didn't feel like it needed a couple of days to dry out or anything. It was just a good, it was just a great mascara from the off, but it was kind of ordinary. And then I built it up to a second coat. And then I sort of played around with the different sides of the brush. And I was like, okay, this is actually pretty smart. This is pretty good. And then it was only later in the day and I caught myself in the mirror and my lashes were so jet black, like inky jet black. And because of the flat side of the brush and the way that you can maneuver the brush, I was able to get right into the roots of my very fair blonde lashes and really, really, really get that definition that I often can only achieve with tight lining. It really made my eyes pop. It did not smudge. It doesn't go anywhere. I absolutely loved that about it. I even used it on my lower lashes, and traditionally the only mascara I put on my lower lashes is Glossier Lash Lick. So I was super, super impressed. And again, that's $24. Pretty average price for a mid-tier mascara these days, but I really liked it. Between the mascara and the eyeliner pencils, I am just beside myself with joy. Could not be happier about these. Just now super pumped to see everything that comes from Fenty until the end of time. Right, onto this week's main feature. We're going to take a quick ad break and then we'll be back with the one, the only, Danielle Radford.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yay! I made it work.
We did it!
I made the microphones work.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited now that I've made the microphones work. This is a very exciting conversation. Danielle Radford.
Hi! Hello!
Hi!
Thank you for having me.
We're not talking about wrestling.
That's weird.
It is weird. So for people that do know and the people that don't know, it's just, this is a fun thing for everyone. So Danielle and I are co-hosts on a podcast called Tights and Fights, where we talk about wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves.
That's what I've heard that we do.
Which we've just done. So I do feel like we might end up talking about wrestling.
I think we're more likely to talk about food. Because I'm
so hungry.
So hungry. I have not had breakfast.
I feel like I might cry.
It's like noon 30.
My stomach just keeps going, but food is real.
But also food.
but also food.
We're getting lunch after this. No yeah, worries,
we're
listener.
Getting lunch after this, but we just wanted to have a conversation. I wanted to have you on the podcast for a really long time.
Thank you.
Because I know you and I like you. And also, I know you like makeup.
Oh, I love makeup.
Which
yes,
makes
yes,
me
yes.
so happy. And then also, because I don't know if anyone's noticed this, Harry and I are both extremely white.
I had noticed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it's like we can address diversity in the beauty industry from an intellectual standpoint all the live long day. Mm-hmm. But what I can't do is talk to you what it's like to have to deal with the beauty industry as we've established, not only a woman of color, but a lady of color and a lady of leisure.
A lady of leisure and color. Also a darker. I used to think of my, like, look, okay. So my mom is mixed. She is black and German Czech. And my sister is light-skinned. We don't know how that happened because her dad is darker than my dad. I am, like, dark-skinned. I always thought I was like, oh, I'm, like, dark-skinned. And then I see, like, people with these beautiful fucking chocolatey black skin. And I'm like, nope. That is what that is. So my mom, God bless her, I love her so much. She always gets me and my sister and now my niece, who is also mixed. She always gets us like this. I just bit my tongue. She always gets us the same stuff for Christmas. And I had to like talk to her and she like, she gets it. She, my mom has always been like, you are my chocolate baby. Like she's always normalized how beautiful my skin is.
Yep.
So I had to say like, hey, you can't, even with eyeshadow, because she doesn't do foundation because she knows we're all different.
Yeah.
You can't get us the same foundation, like the same eyeshadows because our skin is different. And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And I'm like, no, it's okay because they didn't start making stuff that was specifically for me until like 2 years ago. Some drugstore brands did, but like, you know, mom likes to go into a Sephora. Shout out Iman. She would go into a Sephora and she would get a bunch of stuff for us. And I was like, you can't because like my skin is deeper and I can't use it and I don't want you to waste your money anymore. And my mom was like, oh yeah, no, I didn't know. I figured there was stuff in there you could use and yada yada. And I was like, I know, and I love you. And so she was immediately, I felt so bad even bringing the conversation up, but she was like, well, now that I know. And I was like, yeah, and it's not your fault. Like they literally didn't have anything for us for many years. And she was like, well, now that I know, what brands do you like? And I was like, let me list them.
Let me send you names.
Exactly.
Oh, what a glorious time we live in.
Yeah.
I think it's such an interesting point because this is a thing that I had to confront on my own because I didn't realize it. And like many wrestlers we have spoken of today, I was like, racism is not in my heart. But then I'm like, I still live in a culture where things have been presented to me where I didn't realize attitudes I had were wrong. So for example, I am very, very light skin. I have like extremely pale skin. So
you are the fairest in the land.
I am the fairest of them all by a certain definition of the word fair. But I for years I couldn't get foundation. Like I found really hard to get a foundation that was the right tone for me because I'm so pale. So everything was too yellow. Like Dior is still a brand that I really struggle with. They don't go pale enough for me in their general range. So when
and that's one of those things, I'm sorry to interrupt. That's one of those things when like people, obviously Fenty is so amazing for so many reasons, but so many people got down on like, oh, they only like, they're only for dark skinned women, they're only for blah blah blah. And if you look at it, it's an equal amount, and also they go lighter than most people go. It is a very like their diverse shade range isn't just, it's literally just equal.
Yeah, no, it's very true. And
but it's one of those
totally going to talk about Fenty at length because do feel like they've leveled a playing field in a way no one else has.
Oh, they changed the game.
But this is the thing, like I would say, well, I'm too pale for these brands don't, not I'm too pale for them, like they don't cater to me and they should. Why aren't they catering to me? So then I would hear from friends with darker skins and women with dark skin saying, well, I can't get it either. Anyway, and I'm like, so it's not a race issue because the companies would say to me as a journalist, they would just say, well, we just don't sell enough of product in a light tone as light as you or in a darker tone, and that's the decision, that's why we make it, it's not because of race. And I accepted that because it fit my reality, that I was like, oh yeah, that must be true because they don't make it for my skin tone, so that's why they don't make the darker skin tones. And then I slapped myself in the face and went, hang on a minute, I'm just one very pale white lady, but there's a whole fucking bunch of women with darker skin out there. And I've been fed some bullshit and I yummed it up with a spoon.
To put a pin on it, or I mean, not a pin, but to put a finer point on it, I am not like, I thought that I was very dark skinned because if you go into, you know, your Targets, your CVS's, your Rite Aid's, the shade that they would have, the darkest shade would be my shade. And even sometimes it would be like a hair lighter. So I was always like, oh, well, I'm like dark skinned. I'm not light skinned. I'm like medium skinned for brown people or for black people, not brown people.
Yeah, I mean, you have a very golden undertone in your skin.
It's yeah, like, for but yeah. I always was like, oh, I'm like the darkest person ever. I must be because all of the shades are like my, like, I, you know, concealer or highlighter would be like my shade. And I'd be like, well, clearly no one has ever been darker than me. At 13, I didn't know any better. And yeah, like I'm very, and then all, oh my God, all of these, they're not doing it anymore, but all of these fucking like drugstore makeup, I love them. Everything, you know, for white ladies would be like ingenue.
Yes.
Fair.
Yes, yeah.
Snow.
Even beige nude natural, all those words and terminologies always applied to lighter skin. Natural, nude, it's always applied to light skin.
And for brown skin, it was always like, chocolate,
your espresso, cocoa, your ebony,
caramel.
This is all you
are. Like, I'm not a fucking food, my dude. Like, it turns out I'm a whole ass human and not a sundae.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think people don't realize is offensive. Like, it's rude. You're dehumanizing someone in a way that doesn't occur to us. And this is when the makeup industry has this responsibility. Like you say, like, you were made to think that you were a thing. And you are a human that exists, and yet you were still, just by the process of buying a foundation, pushed into believing a truth about yourself that is not true.
Right.
Which is crazy, which is why it's so important, which is why we talk about it, which is why we need the diversity in the beauty industry. Thank you, Rihanna. And it's, you know, we talk about this before. We've like, Mac actually have been doing this for a really long time.
Mac has been very good about it.
But Mac hasn't been shouting about it.
But I was also like, the thing with Mac is, I would go to a Mac store. You can afford like one thing.
Yes.
It's very, you know,
it's very pro oriented.
It was a price. Yeah, it was a price point that, like, as a child, I could not have.
No.
Like, I, you know, I'm 13, 14 trying to experiment with makeup like everyone else is, which means that we're getting it wrong, which means that we're looking like shit. Yeah. and so we're not getting a budget to learn about makeup because our parents are letting us do it ourselves. Hopefully, like, my parents let me explore on my own, knowing that it might be. But also, I love my mom. She wore blue eyeshadow well into the 90s when it was, like,
just
not a thing anymore.
Get that.
Well, oh, no, Daniel. Not blue eyeshadow. Blue eyeliner.
I mean, it's back now, so.
Well, and so now I feel bad, and, like, anyone can wear anything. But me and my sister, whew, we shamed my mom in 1995. Yeah. Like, why are you still wearing ice blue eyeliner? It's like, we should have just let her live.
But it's hard. And I think that anyone who doesn't think how you present yourself with makeup is important, firstly, that's wrong because there are prejudices and you think about workplace practices. If you are not presented in a certain way, that will hold you back in life.
Oh,
and
that's, we can how talk about that all day.
Because let's all, like, you know, take a minute out and talk about Amy Klobuchar at the Democratic debate this week, who, I love Amy Klobuchar. She's really interesting to me as a candidate. I think she talks a lot of interesting policies. But she walked out onto that stage, and this is people. So I've read think pieces as like, we shouldn't be talking about this, but we should be talking about this because the way she came out presented with the makeup that had been done to her damaged her. And the fact that it did and the fact that it does is A, fucking bonkers, but B, just a reality in the world we live in. So for someone who is an amazing politician and has attained what she's attained and succeeded in how she succeeded, but to come out with makeup that looked like a child had done it, it was clown makeup. I'm so sorry.
Too much makeup or not enough makeup is like a...
And the men don't have to worry about that. They get powder, they get sent out, that's it. But it's important. Women are put in this position where what is on our face matters.
If you took a picture of me and Kelk right now, some man would be like, oh, I love that they didn't wear makeup. They look so natural, and that is how women could be. Bitch, I spent like 20 minutes on this and a lot of money. You gonna give me my credit.
No, exactly. And that's the thing. Elizabeth Warren's makeup is flawless. If I look like Elizabeth Warren at 70, I am pleased. I have done my work. Her makeup is flawless.
You moisturize, so you have a chance.
I do moisturize. I feel like I want to know what she's doing. I think it involves baby sacrifices. Don't say that because literally a Republican
like
will say that it
gonna
does.
Now it's going to be Pizzagate. Look what you did.
I'm sorry. I'm finding
Jeffrey
she does.
Jeffrey Epstein
she looks
didn't
great.
Kill himself.
no, that's, I was just reading about his lawyers in the news. Anyway, they're supporting Trump. Would you believe it? But I just think it speaks to the importance of how we present ourselves and what it means, and what it means not just for me as a human who said, if I just as a human say I don't want to do makeup, then that's fine. But I know that the world will perceive me in a way because I've made that choice. And what we do to women of color in particular, we've taken away that choice.
Right.
We don't even give them the opportunity to present themselves in the same way we give white women to present themselves.
I just fucked up. Have been on so many sets where, and I'm at the point now where for a while I was bringing my own makeup because I was like, yeah, you don't have the range, sweetie.
Yeah.
So I'd bring my own stuff, which was shitty because I'm not like an artist, but I knew that when I went on set, they wouldn't have it. And then with the recent, you know, Rihanna with that gorgeous Bobbi Brown palette,
yes,
which I'm sorry, if you're a makeup artist, you need to own it. I know it's $500. You, yeah, are a makeup artist.
It's a game changer.
Literally every shade, and it's mixable and it's gorgeous and you should have it. I'm sorry. I recently did a shoot and I can't, it's the worst makeup I've ever had anyone do on me in my life. Wow. I looked like Casper the goddamn ghost.
Nope.
Well, cause my skin was dry and so they put on a moisturizer on me that had a white cast.
Okay, yeah.
Without knowing, which is like, it's your job to know. Yeah,
that's
your,
that's
cast.
Literally your job to know that that will have flashbacks.
And they didn't try to fix it or anything. And so, like, I went and I had to, and the lip was bad. I had to come back and be like, hey, can you at least, like, I have some powder. Can you fix my powder or something at least, please? And I'm still not, I look at that and I'm like, if you are paid to be a makeup artist, it is your job.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Like, in the same way that it takes with hair stuff, my sister, who no longer does hair, she's like a project manager for hospitals. She's like amazing and great. But she had to learn not only how to do black hair, but how to do everyone's hair.
Yeah. Your job is hair. You know hair.
You all know hair. And black stylists can do white folks makeup, anyone with olive skin, they can do every shade of makeup. They, yeah, can do makeup for Latinx people or white Latinx people, or again, people with olive skin, they can do it for Indian folks. They can do makeup for anyone. They can do it for Asian people. And that is expected.
Yeah.
And they can do hair for anyone. But with these white MUAs, I thought that we were getting to a point where everyone can do everything. And very often I go to, and again, professional shoots. I'm a professional person who goes in to have someone professionally do my makeup, and I come out looking like a dead space hooker.
Yeah. And you don't always want to look like a dead space hooker.
Only if I'm playing a dead days. Space hooker, then exactly. zombie me up and
this
put some glittery
it's
stuff
so
on me.
It's so crazy to think that we're still dealing with this because we hear it talked about in the industry all the time, but the reality is it isn't getting through to every single person at a base floor level. It's bonkers. It's crazy. And you're someone who has to be in camera regularly, on the televisions all of the times, and the internets.
Yeah, I'm on the internet, and you know what? It's one of those things where it's like, some days, and everyone who follows me on like and watches SJU and stuff knows, I Alicia Keys it a lot. I just like don't do makeup because I'm a writer, and I'm, this is going to sound like I'm bragging. Skincare and stuff has been huge in my family. My oma is white. She has very pale skin. But she has always been like, you have to moisturize, Shotzi. Like, she's German and Czech. And so our family has very much been a, like, moisturize and take care of your skin family on top of just having melanin.
Yeah.
And so that has been a thing. And so sometimes I look like I haven't slept because I don't. I have insomnia. But that has been a thing that I, yeah, do. But, like, on shoots where people are like, we brought a makeup artist, you... Very often I'm ready to like look good and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I could have done this better, and I'm not like great, yeah, at makeup. I'm like,
but it is the job. You're right. It's like if I were an Italian chef, I wouldn't be like, well, I can do pizza, but I won't do pasta. You know, it's like I'll make my pasta, but I'll make it out of pizza dough.
Or if you work at like something like the Cheesecake Factory, where it's like you have to make pizza, you have to make pasta, you have to make burgers, you have to make Chinese food.
Cheesecake Factory.
Huh?
Now I just want Cheesecake Factory.
I know. Maybe we'll go there. This one in Glendale. But if I work there and I'm like, well, I have a menu where I have to do a bunch of stuff, maybe I should learn how to. And granted, it's not fucking authentic. I know. You're all yelling at me.
I will not have a word said against the Cheesecake Factory on this podcast. So I'm sure anyone listening to this, is they know how I feel. They're perfectly accepting of it.
Yeah, but so that means that you have to learn and be able to teach if you're the kitchen manager.
Yep.
You have to learn and be able to teach a bunch of different styles of food because that is where you work. As a makeup artist, I shouldn't have to say, like, I only want black women to work on me. And yes, I want more black women to have jobs, obviously, but they should have jobs doing everyone because they can.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of these like white girls that I work with, that they don't know their stuff. Never had a problem with a white man, by the way. Sorry.
Mm, was it a gay white man?
I mean,
it
yeah.
so often is. Yeah. I mean, because they know what prejudice feels like.
No, and I've had some straight white dudes who figure it out because like, they, in the one instance, literally, the like one or two instances where it's something that is very women focused,
mm-hmm.
they're like, I know I have to be, much like Pokemon, I have to be the best. Like no one ever was. And so they know that they have to like work on all faces. But it's very frustrating because like, I don't want to go on camera looking like a piece of shit.
No. No more dead space hookers.
No
please.
More dead
in 2020.
Like literally just zombie hookers. Yeah. It's bad.
It's not good. So let's talk about what's good. What the not in the Nikki sense. What's good, Miley? I enjoy them both. Tell us what's about good? What makeup is making you happy right now. What in beauty is really getting you going?
Well, NARS has always been one of my go-tos. Yep. NARS has always done it right, and I love them. They're not one of these ones that's playing catch-up. They've always done a really good job, and I appreciate
it. Interesting, because you never hear them in that conversation. It's good to hear.
No. NARS, for me, has always been good. They're pricey. I'm often priced out of NARS, but they have always been really great.
Yeah.
Bobbi Brown has been consistently good.
Yeah.
And again, they have this amazing, like, palette which you open, like it's like opening up the book of Elijah where it's just like a bunch of like it's like my god, there's got to be 100-200 palettes in there.
Yeah.
And they're very thick because they're mostly like a concealery kind, mm-hmm. but you mix them with other things and then you can thin them out, and they have ways to thin them out. They're amazing. They do really good jobs. Obviously Fenty, no one is touching Fenty, and Lord knows they fucking tried after she came out of after all that.
Yeah, they came after that fast.
The Jackie Aina palette with, I think it was Too Faced, which, but they fixed it.
I want to say, actually, was it Anastasia that she did it recently?
Well, that was her eyeshadow palette.
Okay. Oh, okay. You mean the skincare palette? Yeah,
I meant her skincare.
She went with them on Born This Way.
Her, I still have to save up, but her eyewear palette is, I looked at it, it's one of those ones where, again, I love my mom, but like she buys us the same thing, and what winds up happening is a lot of those colors is ashy as shit.
Yep.
And no one wants to walk around looking like Ashy Larry.
No.
Jackie Aina's Anastasia palette is beautiful and rich and not fucking ashy.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing for me. Who else have I been in love with?
What do you do when you have to go to the cheaper end of the spectrum? Is there anywhere in the drugstore that is help figuring
Maybelline.
It out for you? Maybelline.
Maybelline does a really good job.
Yeah.
For a while, I think they worked with Beyonce back when you could afford.
They did. I had the Beyonce Infallible Lip Duo that was like a paint on red with a balm that went over the top. And I used to wear it all the time because I thought it made me a Beyonce.
Oh,
it didn't.
Nothing
but it
does.
Made me so happy. And it
only
so
years of your father yelling at you to dance harder from the time you were
My
three.
Far too lazy to Beyonce's daughter.
But yeah, Maybelline does a great job. And in fact, a lot of drugstores, if they don't carry deeper shades of Maybelline,
mm-hmm.
it's because they're in a neighborhood with not a lot of black folks, or they fucking suck. Because if you go into a neighborhood that's diverse, you can get Maybelline, not maybe down to the deepest, darkest shade, but many, many shades below me. I think their concealer is amazing. I don't, honestly, this is the first time in my life I'm using foundation, and it feels weird to me. Because normally I'm a like, oh, this sounds like I'm
No, you're, you have amazing skin and it's fantastic and you should like rejoice and celebrate. I didn't use foundation until I was in my 30s. I would have it, but I rarely used it.
Yeah, I'm like, I was normally like a concealer, little bit of like, God, I was one of those, I learned this from my grandma, my Oma. I was one of those lipstick for blush people.
Yes,
for like,
I still do that all the time.
I still do it sometimes. And like other stuff. And so this is like, I've been wearing the Fenty foundation because it doesn't make me feel pale or washed out.
Your skin is flawless today. It looks airbrushed. It's, I mean, that is, your skin is always great, but it looks airbrushed today.
It's
that,
fucking,
that's the Fenty. It's beautiful.
It's all the Fenty. Like, so I went, I will not get into this. I've had a spectacularly terrible year, and specifically the last like 3 to 4 months have been like, the universe is stepping on my neck. So I went and took, I got a good job, which is very rare. And after I paid some bills, I went and treated myself to makeup, mostly because if any of you who watch SJU know, we might be getting a new camera that's like HD and not like this shitty, you know, 240p or whatever, 720p or whatever. We might be getting an HD camera. And I'm like, well, now I have to fucking start wearing makeup. God damn it.
Even the boys are going to have to start wearing makeup if it's HD.
No, I know. I've brought like them some like at least blotting powder, especially Sasha Paul Raver, that was not me, has brought them blotting powder in the fast. I think we're going to have to start keeping around at least concealer for their inner eye corners or something. Yeah. I've definitely thought about it. But so I've been like, I have to start practicing makeup because like I have a heavy hand. I have a way that I do makeup, but I always feel like I look weird in makeup. I feel like I don't look like myself.
Yeah. I couldn't wear lipstick for years because I'm like, look at that clown and anything else. But even now I put on lipstick and it's wearing me for the first like X number of hours that I know it's on.
Yeah.
I'm
and
like,
even
lipstick, lol.
And even lipstick, I'm not like, I like other people have done looks on me where they're like, let's do a bold lip. And I'm like, fucking you do it. I'm not. And so I'm always like, let's do like a slightly shiny gloss that's like, two colors deeper than my lips. Like I'm not adventurous or brave when it comes to makeup because I just like don't, I know I have a heavy hand, so if I try to do anything that's like my mom and her blue eyeliner,
I want to see it now because now I'm like in my head it looks like these new Rihanna fly liners.
No, it was ice blue. And honestly it was probably pretty fucking dope, and it was during the 90s, like the mid 90s, where it's like you could see everyone's lip liner.
Yes, and everyone was just doing that 90s overdrawn lip and nothing else.
Yes, and like maybe some black liner. And so we were being, and like those weird eyebrows, so we were definitely being very judgy, and my mom was being progressive and awesome.
Yeah,
she has always done.
Oh, that's so exciting. So obviously on Full Coverage every week we all choose a highlight of the week. I'm not gonna make you sing the song because you can sing too well and it will upset me. Because I have to sing it alone at the end of this episode and I don't need that. But I am gonna ask you to choose a highlight that you are particularly in love with, and it can be absolutely anything from your beauty skincare regime at all. What is the one thing that has brought you like actual joy? Full Marie Kondo, when I hold it, I feel in my heart, this is mine.
Well, motherfucker. So it's, I can't remember the name.
That's allowed. You, I can add it into the notes.
You gave me, so Lindsay Kelk, when she gets promo that is too dark for her.
Which is all of it. Legitimately all of it.
She shares the love, and so very often I get foundations and other things, or just like duplicates that Lindsay Kelk has, because she is very kind and awesome.
Well, because you love it so much.
I do.
It makes me happy.
And so one thing that I will wear sometimes, just this and like powder, and I can't remember the fucking name. It is this like shimmery almost primer that you wear under makeup.
Ooh.
That's very like, it makes it when I do wear makeup, because sometimes I feel, even with highlighter, I feel very flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm still learning to how to make my high points look more natural. But I use it every day all over my goddamn face. and it's like, even when I don't wear other makeup, I will at least put this on, like, high points on my face as highlighter. I will get back to you.
Yeah, you remind me which one it was. The same thing. I love that. I use the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood, I think, Flawless Filter. I love for that. And even the Glossier Future Dew.
Yeah, because yours is like a cream. Like, what you gave me is like a cream, and it's like amazing. Yeah.
We'll remember between us, and I will add it to the show notes. And there's a chance that when I when I record the rest of this episode, I will mention it. I will do my
best.
I'll
send it to you when I get home.
This is why I am the unprofessional beauty lover, and our professional makeup artist is busy being a professional makeup artist. But I just want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing the reality.
I feel like I talked like way too much.
Not at all. There's no such thing. I will not have it. But we would definitely love to have you back on again.
Please.
I feel like your opinion is not an opinion that I can physically have, because my face is very pale, and quite frankly, Fenty keeps coming out with incredible things that I want to know how it works for people other than myself. So we want to have you back, talk about some more things. Also, like, so many more of the brands expanding, but I'm like, are they expanding well enough? Are they doing enough? I want to know.
A lot of them, I will say, ColourPop was one that when they expanded, it's good, and it's also like affordable price point, and they don't get ashy.
Oh, well, that's exciting really nice. To know. Yeah. That's good to see. This is it. These are the things I'm learning, because I can say X brand just brought out 15 new shades, but I don't know if those shades are shit. So you're going to inform us of that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh, geez. So you can find me on Me and Kelk's podcast if you like wrestling and makeup. And some of you do. I feel like there's at least
definitely, like, the episode that's out right this very second where you talk about getting Eiffel Towered.
There's a Venn diagram of at least, I would say, 15 to 20 of you.
There are at least, yes, I know some of them are listening
right now. Yeah, 15 to 20. If you like wrestling and you like listening to us, go watch or listen to our wrestling podcast, Tights and Fights. You can also find me. I'm one of the writers of the Honest Trailers. I just wrote, if you're listening to this weekend, I just wrote, or was one of the writers, but one of the, so we kind of switch with drafts and stuff. So the draft of the Bad Boys trailer was one that I like, that was the one that I wrote, and I'm really proud of. I'm really excited for it. And then also just anything on Screen Junkies is great. I host a nerd thing if you want to hear me talk about movies and sometimes comic books, but mostly movies, on Screen Junkies Universe, that is on Fandom. I host Mondays and Tuesdays, and then I just kind of hang out on Thursdays. I might be around more. I'm on a lot of stuff. Just follow me on Danielle Radford on Twitter, and I usually plug my stuff, but I'm bad at it because I don't want to seem like an asshole.
Well, you're not an asshole. You're a very talented lady of leisure.
Shush. With your fucking Gwen Stacy bangs. They're so amazing. I can't handle that.
I am having a good bang day. I actually looked in the mirror and I was pleased. So
no, those are perfect bangs.
But you get one day out of bangs. You get one perfect day, and today is that day. So, like, let's take these.
Hey, you're making me think
them.
I want bangs again,
no,
boo.
You don't. You know you don't. Get clippings. Don't do to yourself what I did. Donnie. Yeah, don't do it.
Donnie.
Yeah, don't Donnie.
Don't go full Donnie.
Don't go full Donnie either. Oh, that's just for the Tights and Fights listeners. And anyone who knows I'm from Doncaster. Right, we're going to go and eat some food. Thank you so much, Danielle Radford. And we will speak to you again very soon.
Bye.
So yeah, I mean, basically I'm in love with Danielle. She's one of my best friends, so that really, you know, helps. But also, she is just such a positive force of joy in this world. We are all richer for her being here. You can check her out, check out her work on Screen Junkies and on the Honest Trailers, and follow her at Danielle Radford on all of the social medias where she is. She is super fun, super warm, super loving, and just the most generous, wonderful person. And I really hope you will all go and follow her and support her and tell her that you loved her on the pod, because I want her to come back and have many, many more opinions, because she's smart. She's a smart lady. Oh, and quickly, before we do finish, we did not establish what the primer was that I had given her, which I feel terrible. I believe it's a Becca primer. I believe it's a Becca illuminating primer. She isn't sure. Once we do know for sure, I will update it on Instagram. But she didn't have it with her. She hasn't had it with her the last couple of days. So we couldn't check. But we will check and we will find out. I believe it's Becca. But who can say? Who can say? Anyway, more importantly, it is now time to move on. I hope you're singing it with me. I know some of you messaged me to say that you did, and I love you so much. It is time for the highlight of the week. I don't really know what I was doing there, but I did it. Anyway, I'm losing my voice, so I'm going to try and wrap up for you guys. I have chosen as my highlight of the week this week the Natasha Denona Chroma Crystal Liquid Eyeshadow. Got to tell you, I bought this on... I was like, oh, this looks cute, in Sephora when I was there the other day. I was like, oh, liquid eyeshadows. My eyelids have been really dry lately. So I was like, let's try some cream eyeshadows. That will be fun. So I picked this up. It was $25, which felt middle of the road for, you know, mid-market, mid-tier cream eyeshadows. And for Natasha Denona, where we know prices can go real high. Prices can go real high, you guys. I thought that was a really good price. So I picked this up in shade Moonstone, which is a metallic finish. It's very, very, very pretty. I liked it a lot, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have bought it. It's sort of a golden champagne colour. And when I went on Sephora to look at the other shades that were available, because they didn't have any more when I was in store, it was the last one, I was really shocked that it didn't have really great reviews. There's like 3 out of 5 or something insane. Because I've got to tell you, I could not have had a better time with this eyeshadow. I have put it on. So the way I would apply it, bare lids or lids that have been primed with foundation, I didn't bother putting on a primer first, but I put it onto the back of my hand and then I buffed it on with a Real Techniques buffing brush. It's stunning. It's a gorgeous color. It's a gorgeous finish. It's smoothing. It doesn't highlight any wrinkles. It doesn't fall into any wrinkles. It just sits on top of your eyelid and it looks absolutely beautiful. It sparkles, but without being aggressive. It's just so pretty. And once it was on, it did not move. I had it on all day. I came home. I couldn't believe how great it still looked. I was interested to see if I could refresh it and layer it up. So I did, and it did. And then it was like practically reflective as to how beautiful it was. I couldn't believe it. I'm so impressed. I don't know why these reviews are not fantastic, because it's absolutely amazing. Most of the shades are in this lighter, brighter wheelhouse. There's a couple that are darker. One is very, very dark, which absolutely looks stunning. It's called Nightfall, and it's like a black with a purple duochrome reflect. So maybe some of these reviews aren't great because people didn't get on with the darker shades. But the shade that I have, Moonstone, I cannot recommend it enough. It is so pretty, and I love just wearing it buffed lightly in for daytime and then layering it up at night for this ultra reflective, gorgeous look. I actually had brunch with my friend last week, and she was wearing the Rowan, I think the Disco Dust, Dazzle Dust, I've forgotten the name, but the Rowan, the sparkly Rowan eyeshadow, and it was stunning, and I loved it, and it made me so happy because I recommended it to her, yay, and she loved it. But this is similar in its reflective beautifulness, but it's got pigment to it. The Rowan has less pigment, just sparkles. But this is so lovely. I can't believe it. And I have worn it a bunch of times since I got it because it just gave me so much joy. And I don't know if you know this, guys, but joy is what we're going for. That's what we're looking for. So yeah, that's my highlight of the week this week, Natasha Denona Chroma Crystal Liquid Eyeshadow. $25. I think for Natasha Denona, that feels fairly relatively acceptable. So if you're coming out of your no buy, low buy in a couple of weeks at the end of January, that might be a nice payday treat to self, especially in the winter. It'll be nice to have nice sparkly eyes, wouldn't it? And I like that it's multi-purpose and that you can have it light for the day and build it up at night, look a bit more dramatic. Nice. Love it. That's it for this week's episode. Working on a couple of really fun things over the next few weeks, so there's lots and lots for you to look forward to. Thank you so much for bearing with me while Harry's been away. It means a lot to me. Your support means so much. I hope everyone's low buy, no buy. The people that are doing that, I hope it's going well. If you're not doing that, I hope you are also having the time of your life, filling your little boots. There's room for everyone at this table. That's why we love it. Come join us on facebook.com/fullcoverage. podcast, and then you will find the Beauty Banter group at the top. Come join us. There are nearly 4,000 of us. We all love beauty and we are all nice people. How often does that happen? Also join us on Instagram. We are Full Coverage Pod on Insta, and we are there every day now, so that's been really, really fun chatting to you all over there. You can join us on patreon.com/full coverage podcast, where if you're able to support us on Patreon, we super, super, super appreciate it. We could not do this podcast without you. I know we say that and people think, but why is that? And it's like, because you literally, that money gives us the money to pay to edit and create and produce this podcast. It would not be happening otherwise. We could not do it. So thank you so much for the Patreon supporters. You mean the world to us. There is a new episode coming your way in the next couple of days. Also, the reason it's a little bit late this month is because I'm trying to get someone on to answer your own personal questions. How nice is that? If you remember the Patreon, you get podcasts just for you that answer your personal questions from experts. Love it. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. If that's all you did for us this week, do you know what? That was more than enough. We appreciate it. We love you very much. And we will be back in 2 weeks with another episode. So thank you so much. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.